The Sensitive Man by Poole William Anderson. Part 1. The Mermaid Tavern had been elaborately decorated. Great blocks of hewn coral for pillars and booths, tarpon and barracuda on the walls, murals of Neptune and his court, including an outsize animated picture of a mermaid ballet, quite an eye-catcher. But the broad quartz windows showed merely a shifting greenish-blue of seawater, and the only live fish visible were in an aquarium across from the bar. Pacific Colony lacked the grotesque loveliness of the Florida and Cuba settlements. Here they were somehow a working city, even in their recreations. The Sensitive Man paused for a moment in the foyer, sweeping the big circular room with a hurried glance. Less than half the tables were filled. This was an hour of interregnum, while the 1200 to 1800 shift was still at work, and the others had long finished their more expensive amusements. There would always be a few around, of course. Dalgetty typed them as he watched. A party of engineers, probably arguing about the compression strength of the latest submarine tank, to judge from the bored expressions of the three or four wreck girls who had joined them. A biochemist who seemed to have forgotten his plankton and seaweed for the time being, and to have focused his mind on the pretty young clerk with him. A couple of hard-handed caissonniers settling down to some serious drinking. A maintenance man, a computer man, a tank pilot, a diver, a sea rancher, a bevy of stenographers, a bunch of very obvious tourists, more chemists and metallurgists. The Sensitive Man dismissed them all. There were others he couldn't classify with any decent probability, but after a second's hesitation he decided to ignore them too. That left only the group with Thomas Bancroft. They were sitting in one of the coral grottos, a cave of darkness to ordinary vision. Dalgetty had to squint to see in, and the muted light of the tavern was a harsh glare when his pupils were so distended. But yes, it was Bancroft, all right, and there was an empty booth adjoining his. Dalgetty relaxed his eyes to normal perception. Even in the short moment of dilation, the fluoros had given him a headache. He blocked it off from consciousness and started across the floor. A hostess stopped him with a touch on the arm as he was about to enter the vacant cavern. She was young, an iridescent man-trap in her brief uniform. With all the money flowing into Pacific Colony, they could afford decorative help here.
"I'm sorry, sir," she said. "Those are kept for parties. Would you like a table?"
"I'm a party," he answered, "or can soon become one."
He moved aside a trifle, so that none of the Bancroft group should happen to look out and see him.
"If you could arrange some company for me." He fumbled out a C-note, wondering how such things could be done gracefully.
"Why, of course, sir."
She took it with a smoothness he envied, and handed him a stunning smile in return. "Just make yourself comfortable." Dalgetty stepped into the grotto with a fast movement. This wasn't going to be simple. The rough red walls closed in on top of him, forming a space big enough for 20 people or so. A few strategically placed fluoros gave an eerie undersea light just enough to see by, but no one could look in. A heavy curtain could be drawn if one wanted to be absolutely secluded. Privacy, uh-huh. He sat down at the driftwood table and leaned back against the coral. Closing his eyes, he made an effort of will. His nerves were already keyed up to such a tautness that it would seem they must break, and it took only seconds to twist his mind along the paths required. The noise of the tavern rose from a tiny mumble to a clattering surf, to a huge and saw-edged wave. Voices dinned in his head, shrill and deep, hard and soft, a senseless stream of talking.